me. Hot Lady Heath. You have to stop it.
We're not stopping anything, Shaw. We're going home.
Yannick, if you don't stop it, there won't be any home to go back to.
One good reason to see this movie? Charlize Theron.
Oh, you guys.
It's always a good reason. You know, I don't care what anyone says. This is the unofficial prequel to the first Alien movie, sort of, more or less. They're trying to distance it from that and make it stand alone by itself. But if you see it, when you see it, you will find that this is true. The bottom line on this thing, if you like sci-fi, chances are you're going to love Prometheus. It's a flick that digs a little deeper than most stuff. Where did we come from? Creationism versus Darwinism. A lot of stuff that just went right over my head. It's intricate, it's intelligent, it's tense. It's one of the most thought-provoking movies I've seen all year. It kind of reminded me of DiCaprio's Inception, where there's all these
good
different
one.
Theories you can come up with. Although this one, the biggest drawback is that they ask so many questions and there's very few answers. So it's like, is there going to be a sequel? But it is kind of fun for the geeks to sit down and discuss their, you know, what path they think the movie's taking. And there's also some characters in it that make some really bad decisions, but there's also some good actors like Michael Fassbender, who was fantastic in this thing. I highly recommend it. It's actually more eerie than scary, more subdued than action-packed. It's breathtakingly beautiful and probably the smartest movie we're going to get all summer. And I don't recommend this much, but if you get a chance to see it in IMAX 3D, it's a space epic that's totally worth it. It's nearly out of this world. I'm going to give it a B+. Definitely in my top three movies I've seen all year so far.
Okay. Something completely different. Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted. The animals trying to get back to New York, and they wind up with a traveling circus in Europe.
Guys, stop fooling around.
We're just having a little fun.
Let's let these animals do their show.
Ta-da! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Circus! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Afro circus! Afro circus! Afro! Polka dot! Polka dot! Polka dot! Afro!
Is that the best cut
really?
In the film? Chris Rock, Martin Short, Ben Stiller, they're all back for this one. What do you think?
I've heard that so many times. Guess what my kids are singing around the house these days?
We sing that at our house, too.
Oh, good.
Crazy.
You know what? This is the third one in the series. It's loud, it's crazy, very eye-poppingly colorful, but it took me by surprise because they actually decided to focus on the parents as well and entertain them. Oh. I think this is a series that's gotten better. This is the best one of the three, and it all boils down. There's no message or deeper meaning, which just sometimes Pixar is great at that by having a really good message. This one doesn't really have that, but it's a good old-fashioned time at the movies for the entire family. Solid B.
Okay, we're out of time. Where can we find more?
BrianTheMovieGuy.com.